Welcome to my presentation about open source firmware status on AMD platforms on FOSDEM 2024. It is a fifth edition already of this presentation. For those who don't know me, I'm a firmware engineer at FreeMDEP. We are based in Poland. We do open source firmware stuff. I'm mainly interested in core boot, advanced hardware features, security, stuff like that. I'm a maintainer of a few platforms in core boot.
Sorry, food is in.
So, please have a seat and we'll continue quickly.
Please have a seat. But a few people, I think.
Yep.
There's one more here. One more here.
Yep.
And that's it.
Okay, so yes, unfortunately.
Some people want to sit there, like two
yep.
people.
Yep. On the in the corner.
If you want to sit on the floor. Yeah.
That's it.
But that's it. That's
so, sorry. Excuse.
I'll swap someone.
Hey.
Okay, come on. So for those who don't know FreeMDEP yet, we are doing various core boot stuff, UEFI, FWPD, Yocto. You may always also find various contributions in those projects as well from us. The platforms I will be like mentioning throughout this presentation are mainly on this slide. This is like kind of glossary for the terms I will be using throughout this presentation. Those processors or microarchitectures are either currently now supported in core boot or were supported in core boot up to some point of time. If you like need to please go back to your up to the slide. I have uploaded them already onto the system, so you can always check on that. And let's start. So a little recap from the last year. In the January 2023, we had another release of core boot, which happened to deprecate a few more platforms based on AMD silicon due to not fulfilling certain requirements about the code quality and drivers and interfaces that were being also deprecated by this release. So like we lost a couple of platforms like PCNG CPU-1, some Lenovo AMD laptop, the G505S, and others. However, since then, there were no more removals of any AMD boards yet. So that's kind of promising, because all that is left right now is like quite modern hardware. So I don't think it will be like dropped very soon. Okay, to also recap the recent status about the mobile processors of AMD in core boot. So last year, I have talked about the patches that were sent to the review by Star Labs. Apparently, they had their own design on AMD processors for laptops. However, since then, there were unfortunately no updates, and I haven't received any information from Star Labs about any plans or status of it, unfortunately. For those who track also the other developments like AMD Chromebooks, the AMD Mendocino and Phoenix are still in development, but the FSP binary, which is responsible for the whole siliconization for Mendocino, has been published, but not yet for the Phoenix. And of course, the publication intervals like indicate that it may happen quite soon, because like we had the interval between Cezanne and Mendocino about 5 months. So right now it like passed about so it should quite soon happen, but I'm not sure about the release dates. But yeah, the difference is that the Mendocino is like Zen 2 architecture, while Cezanne was Zen 3, so it is like also quite not so straightforward about the release date, because like Zen 3 is like a newer architecture, but Mendocino seems to be some kind of update to an older architecture. So let's continue with the Corbus status on a little bit older and newer platforms. So we also had the initiative to bring back the ASUS KGP D16 platform. We have been trying to upstream that that code that we have rebased to a newer Corbus revision. However, we have received a response that it will be like too much work to get it back, and probably there is like no manpower to actually review all of the code. So we decided to try to redirect the funds we have received from Immunify for the KGP revival to offer some additional features based on the Corbus Dashar that we released for the KGP. However, there was no response from them, so this project is kind of stalled. But yeah, let's leave the bad news behind us and let's move maybe some forward with some more positive news. There's also an initiative by an individual with a nickname Hanetzer. His name is Marty Plummer, and he decided to port AMD FSP to a desktop board. He's doing it in a free time as a hobby. He have had some successes with Cezanne FSP. However, there are problems with. He had success with Picasso FSP, so the older microarchitecture than Cezanne. He could boot the platform, but of course there are still some problems to solve, like AMD FSP, for example, can initialize only soldered down memory, so like if you have a platform with typical memory modules, it is kind of problematic. When he tried to use some kind of newer processor with Cezanne FSP, he faced problems where FSP had CPU IDs hard-coded in there, so he possibly couldn't get past the initialization for processors that were not intended for use with this FSP. Also, there is also a problem with the PSP binaries that are actually published for the Chromebooks, so the mobile processors. These PSP binaries are specially crafted for Chromebooks and the verified boot, and they might not work well also with something that is like not Chromebook, and the hardware that is not Chromebook, right? Because it, apparently there are some configuration fuses that are distinguishing like a Chromebook device with a non-Chromebook device. But we have also some new initiatives which are much more promising than hacking with FSP old platforms. And what I mean to say is servers. Something that was by many probably considered almost not possible, not quite long ago, to have open source firmware on servers. there were moves from Intel to make it happen, and you probably saw some FSPs being released on EDK2 Tiano Core. We have had efforts from Nine Elements that were porting some servers on Safari Rapids, for example. But that still uses the old good known Intel FSP. What AMD thought about is like entirely new approach. Because the model of FSP is like very, very costly, because they have to port the UEFI reference code for their silicon into Intel FSP format, it was like constant work of rewriting, adapting the code, testing, and to be honest, it is not like a maintainable and scalable approach, right? So what they come up with is like is the OpenSIL, which stands for Open Silicon Initialization Library, which is fully open source silicon initialization code for AMD servers. This project has been announced on OCP Summit in Prague last year. And the initial plan was to show a proof of concept on a Genoa platform, so it is a current generation AMD EPYC server processors. And we also have a working core boot proof of concept, as well as EDK2 reference code as well. If you want to know more about OpenSIL, I also encourage you to watch the presentations from the OCP summits or from the OSFC conference. So they are covering in more detail what OpenSIL is. So let's try to like summarize how the current state of the OpenSIL core boot looks like. So I did a quick run and tried to build the Genoa reference board core boot binary with these few little simple steps. And just to show you a few statistics, there are still, of course, some blobs that are needed, like the PSP. There is no around way around that. And they are still quite heavy, like it's like 4 megabytes, as you can see, the APU, AMD APU firmware. But comparing to Intel, where, let's say, current generation desktop has 1 megabyte blob of microcode, 4 megabyte blob of management engine, and another 1.5 megabytes of FSP, that's already like much better situation. But at the end of the build, we are like informed about some missing blobs, which is the APCB, actually. So the AGESA configuration block, if I recall correctly, it is the input information for PSP, how to train the memory, what is the topology, how to find the training parameters, and stuff like that. I have later checked that these blobs are somewhere present in OpenSIL repository, I think. So I don't know why CoreBoot hasn't integrated them. Maybe they already did, because like this presentation is like 2 weeks old, so things could happen in the meantime. So I think it is doable to get those APCB blobs from OpenSIL repo for sure. So we have like a revolutionary approach for AMD for open source firmware on their silicon. But what can we expect in the near future? According to official AMD information, the OpenSIL is going into production mode around 2026 with the server processors that will be released that year. Currently now it is only a proof of concept code, so it is just for evaluation only, and you can use it for personal purposes. But what is more important that AMD plans to expand all market segments of their silicon to use OpenSil. So in coming years, we will see all possible platforms that could run OpenSil. So basically, we return to the golden era from, like, I would say 2000-something, where AMD were releasing also full instantiation code for their platforms, and where everybody could actually make a fully open source BIOS firmware for AMD platforms. So that's very reassuring and exciting news. I have also got information from AMD employee about a new, I would say, library, something like that, which is called the AGISA compatibility layer reduced, which is a wrapper on the original AMD UEFI reference code that can be integrated with Tiano Core EDK2 to boot a Genoa server platform using UEFI firmware. So it is like very Genoa specific, so building it might be a little bit tricky, and even for experienced developers, it is quite fresh, so like don't expect rocket high quality of it. It's just an initiative done in probably some free time by one of people who sits together with us today. And yeah, so feel free to try it. I haven't yet had time to look at it, but it is there. It's also a public repository on GitHub. Okay, I'll speed up a little bit because I'm running out of time due to those disruptions on the beginning. PC engines. Probably most of us know what these platforms are, what this company were doing. They were supporting Cobalt for many, many years. And we see more interest in this platform. We are going to launch a product based on Core Boot with the Sharo, where we'll offer the standard features that we offered with the standard CNGs firmware, but we'll try to use the UEFI, so we'll provide more security, we'll have secure boot, we'll have setup password, TPM 2.0 support, measured boot, verified boot, so stuff like that. And it also will be available as a subscription, so anybody can like donate us to support us and make the development happen for this platform, because like for the past few months it was quite neglected because PC Engines ended the official open source firmware support. There are also efforts by, for example, by Felix Held from AMD, which also did some work recently in upstream for this board in free time. So this platform will still be alive for those who are like fans of PC Engines. Change boot. We also have like dedicated talk for that, so I will just only briefly mention it. We are like expanding the possibilities of launching the operating systems with dynamic root of trust for measurement for AMD platforms. We'll cover the UEFI boot mode and booting Xen with possibly Cubes OS using anti-AV mate. So I encourage you to come to Maciej's talk, which will be at 20 past 4 p.m. in this room. So you will get more details about this initiative. And yeah, I mentioned Dasharo, but possibly not all of you know what this is. So this is like our downstream core boot distribution, which aims to make the firmware more approachable for like end users and regular people, So we aim to provide a validated pre-builds of the firmware that are known to work, and we try to help spread the open source firmware usage that way. We also offer the subscription model, which which allows the subscribers to integrate directly, for example, if developers request the features, have the most recent updates earlier than like regular public builds. Also, they are given a special treatment in terms of newsletters and stuff like that. Okay, so a little bonus at the end, which is, might also be interesting. AMD also published the AMD Secure Encrypted Virtualization firmware to GitHub. This is the firmware that is like running on the PSP, so it is like very, very revolutionary publication, I would say, because till now nobody released any parts of proprietary coprocessors to public. Like, I haven't heard about Intel releasing any parts of Intel ME code. So again, AMD number one. And I would like to give special thanks to Paul Grimes, which is with us here from AMD, and Felix Held for the insights, review, and suggestions to the presentation. And yeah, I'm open for questions if we have time for that. Thank you. Do we have time for some questions?
Yes, I think that we have.
Yeah, 3 minutes, I guess.
Okay.
Please.
Are you aware of developments by a company called Oxide Computer? I was under the impression that they were able to bring up third generation EPYC, so the Milan, using only the PSP mod without. Can this work be carried over to a project like Corpus?
Okay, so the question is whether the approach taken by Oxide to bring up a modern platform just using the PSP blobs could be adapted to Coreboot. Technically, yes. But what Oxide did was still like some bare initialization of the I/O buses. Like, they needed to program certain registers to get the PCI Express and stuff like that. So it is like not entirely, let's say, independent from the code that runs on the host. So they still needed to put some kind of small portion of initialization and extract the secret bits needed for the initialization. So what we are right about is that the PSP actually, yeah, it can bring the RAM up and boot the platform. So it's like you have at least half the responsibility of the BIOS less to do. That's true. But adapting that thing is like, I would say, not so scalable. And it would result in a very feature-limited result, right? And other questions? Please.
You have a plan to support Coreboot with OpenSeal on framework laptops?
A framework laptops?
Yes, there is a plan to support it. It's going to be a proof of concept only. It will not be a full replacement. For example, it won't support any power management features. Mm-hmm. So if somebody wants to build it and put it on their framework device, they can. Framework is not going to be supporting it. It's going to be independent. But yes, we will have it for both the 13 and the 16 inch.
Yeah.
You're saying about Intel, yeah? Did you ask about AMD, yeah?
AMD.
So no, I'm talking about AMD.
Oh,
yes, AMD. Yes, AMD, because yeah. OpenSeal, yeah. Also, I forgot to mention, I'm sorry, Felix, this is also like a last-minute information. Felix also pushed some patches for AMD Phoenix to be like integrated with OpenSeal. But right now, as OpenSeal for the mobile platforms is not available, the OpenSeal is stopped. But the infrastructure is like being prepared, I would say. So we may probably expect something in not so distant future.
We are out of time.
Yep.
So
yes, I can also answer questions like outside or later. Thank you.